दोस्तों, आपने गत वर्ष सुना होगा कि प्रधानमंत्री मैल्कम टर्नबुल की फेडरल सरकार ने एक पॉलिसी हैक द्वारा प्राइमरी स्कूल जाने वाले बच्चों के लिए डाइस किड्स नाम के प्रोग्राम या परियोजना की शुरुआत की। तो आइए, इस परियोजना के पीछे जिनका दिमाग है उनसे आपकी मुलाकात करवाते हैं। एरन, वेलकम टू द शो।
Namaste. Thank you for having me. I do understand a little bit of Hindi. However, I will speak in English today.
Erin, हम जानते हैं कि आप काफी वर्षों से, लगभग चार वर्षों से भारत की यात्रा करती आ रही हैं। आपका भारत में इंटरेस्ट है, इसीलिए आप थोड़ी बहुत हिंदी समझ सकती हैं। क्या आप हमारे सुनने वालों को बताना चाहेंगी कि डाइस किड्स परियोजना है क्या?
Sure. So DICE Kids is all about growing a generation of digital, innovative, creative and entrepreneurial kids. So we see the intersection of these four different areas as critical, and we want to be able to give students the opportunity to implement those skills. So DICE Kids is really about activating the whole ecosystem, and our first campaign is about giving that opportunity to primary school age children through the Lemonade Day program. So the Lemonade Day program is where children get the opportunity to establish and operate their own business. And the way we do that is we have little Lemonade Day boxes that we created in partnership with another organization called Our Little Foxes. And students or children receive these boxes, and it has all of the materials that they need to be able to create their own lemonade stand. The reason we chose lemonade stand is that it's something that's worked globally in this space in other Western countries. But we're really mindful of that, you know, not sort of pigeonholing people into one particular area. So we think about it as in, what's your lemonade? So what's your thing that you would like to do? And that's how DICE Kids was started, and that's the main program that we have running at the moment.
Erin, आपने बात की entrepreneurial spirit की, startup या small business के लिए बेहद जरूरी है। आपको लगता है कि छोटे बच्चों को अगर ये सिखाया जाए तो उपयोगी होगा?
Absolutely, and there's actually research that demonstrates that early exposure to entrepreneurship leads to lifelong positive outcomes. So things like increased resilience, their increased ability to take risk. So it's a really positive life skill that students and kids can learn through entrepreneurship, and that's not just about starting a small business, it's about those life skills. So it is, I think kids have shown us time and time again that they have the capacity to do it, but it's those other skills that what they're really gaining out of it.
Erin, अगर हम बात करें भारत में आपकी रुचि की, तो ऑस्ट्रेलिया के जो शिक्षा प्रणाली है उसको काफी प्रैक्टिकल माना जाता है, बेहद उपयोगी माना जाता है, और उस तरफ दूसरी तरफ भारत की शिक्षा प्रणाली लें जो बहुत थ्योरेटिकल है। आपको लगता है कि डाइस किड्स जैसे प्रोग्राम ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया रिलेशंस में, इसे अगर अपनी सीमाओं के पार लिया जाए, भारत में ले जाया जाए, तो काफी महत्वपूर्ण हो सकते हैं भारत ऑस्ट्रेलिया के संबंधों में?
Again, absolutely, I think so. I think it's not something that we had really thought about. And now when I do, I think about, you know, kids in India being able to pick this up and have a really practical education. I think that's really exciting because, you know, the education systems are quite different. So that idea that, you know, kids could actually pick up these boxes and create and do is a really exciting concept. And anything that's to do with Australia and India and those bilateral relations is a fantastic idea. So I think there's a lot of potential there, and we would definitely be open to any opportunities to work with kids out in India and to bring this program to them. But perhaps we'll need to turn them into other types of entrepreneurs as well. You know, whether or not they want to do a lemonade stand is the question.
Erin, आप जो study tours चलाती हैं ऑस्ट्रेलियाई छात्रों के साथ, जिन्हें आप भारत लेके जाती हैं, Generate Worldwide कंपनी आपकी कंपनी के द्वारा, उनके ब्लॉग पोस्ट जो हैं छात्रों के काफी प्रसिद्ध हैं फेसबुक या अदर सोशल मीडिया माध्यमों पे। मैं आपसे यहाँ जानना चाहूंगा कि जिन छात्रों को आप भारत लेके जाती हैं, ऑस्ट्रेलियाई छात्रों को जो यहाँ के विश्वविद्यालयों में पढ़ रहे हैं, यहाँ से ऑस्ट्रेलिया से जाने से पहले भारत के बारे में वह क्या सोचते हैं, और वहाँ से जब उनका एक या दो हफ्ते का स्टडी टूर खत्म होता है तो उसके बाद वो क्या सोचते हैं भारत के बारे में, अपनी पूरी ट्रिप के बारे में?
Sure. So I started running these programs out in India in 2014 was my first program. And I started that after going out and living in New Delhi for a short period of time as an intern at the UN. And the reason I started was because I felt that the perception of India in the media was wildly inaccurate, and that the time that I had had in Delhi was incredibly educational and did a lot to enhance my own professional development. So I really wanted to give other students that opportunity. And since that time, I started running an annual program, which generates now doing 5 programs this year, and we'll likely have 5 running just January next year. So we're growing. There's a lot of interest in this space, and a lot of universities and a lot of students who want to get out to India. They don't quite know how to do it. And so that's been this sort of gap that I've been able to fill, is that I can communicate with people in India, and then I can also communicate with the people in Australia and bring them together. So the programs in India vary. We run a leadership program, which is our flagship program, which is highly competitive and selective now. And then we also run programs that are based on skills-based volunteering. So people with social and policy research backgrounds will go and work on a social research policy project. Or students from the School of Property Construction Project Management at RMIT will go and work on a building project with locals in India. So it's really about it's a professional development program. The opinion of students when they go out there, it varies quite a lot. And one of my favourite things is when we arrive in New Delhi and drive out of the airport in New Delhi, and I love to watch the students' faces as they sort of descend on the city for the first time. I think for most people, they're really surprised about how progressive the country is and how, like, this sort of spirit that's alive there. And for many students, it becomes sort of a life-changing experience for them. So it gives them perspective about their place in the world. And not only that, it gives them this idea of their place in the world. And because of that, it has all of these positive flow-on effects when they come home. So the students are actually able to, take a step beyond the comfort zone, or they'll sign up to a new program that they never thought they were able to do before, or they'll go on and, intern at the UN or something like that. So it really helps to position themselves, helps them to learn about themselves. So I'm not sure if that actually answers your question, but it really is a transformational experience for many of the students.
चलते चलते डाइस किट्स की बात फिर करता हूँ. आने वाले 3, 4, या 5 वर्षों में आप डाइस किट्स को ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कहाँ पर देखती हैं?
The goal for Dice Kids is to reach 180,000 school kids around Australia, and that's 10% of the primary school age population. So that's our first target, but I think we'll hit that in the next year. I don't think that that's a five-year plan. So for us, it's about hitting that initial target, and then of course we want to go bigger than that. And we really want kids to access this program all around the country. So we want to make sure we're reaching out to rural, remote areas, reaching kids who don't normally have these opportunities. So they would all be key indicators of success for us, that we're accessing children who don't normally have these opportunities. So yes, we have that nice metric, 180,000, but also we want to make sure they're going to the right places. I think what you've touched on about taking this to a country like India is a really exciting proposition as well. So perhaps we can look at some opportunities like that.
Erin, SBS Hindi se baat karne ke liye bahut bahut dhanyawad.
Thank you, dhanyawad.